Welcome to Get You Fit Radio. My name's Irene Cook. I'm your radio host. And I'm going to talk about getting yourself healthy in a different way. As we go through life, of course, we want to stay healthy. We want to keep ourselves healthy. We want to keep our bodies healthy. But we also want to keep our minds healthy. And as somebody that works with a large population of people, I work with people that have active careers. I work with stay-at-home moms. And I also work with a large population of people who are retired. And I find it very interesting that once people get to that point in their lives where they retire, it can be very stressful because you are leaving a career where you are super busy. You might have a very powerful position. You might own a company. You're sought out by many people. And then you go from that busy lifestyle to nothing. And yet it is what we all look so forward to in life. But sometimes when it happens, it could be a little cumbersome to not really have a schedule. Most of my clients that are retired tell me, of course, that they love it. But there is a little bit of an adjustment that needs to be made once you get there. But part of wellness is also emotional wellness, and finding something that you truly love is more than inspiring. And especially if you can find something that you truly love after you have been retired. So today's show, I have a special guest with us who's actually the radio producer of the Huntley Community Radio Show, Jim Eggers. And he's actually somebody who has retired from a previous profession and now produces this radio show. And so why I'm so intrigued by this is that he is obviously somebody that's a little older and is retired from a profession that does not have anything to do with radio broadcasting. And I find it very interesting because it's inspiring to find something that you truly love and that you're really good at and really can kind of enhance your life. So welcome to the show, Jim.
Oh, hello. Hi, Irene.
Thank you for having us. Jim did not know that I was doing the show this morning. I just kind of surprised him with it as I walked in. So tell us a little bit about what you did before you started producing the radio here at Huntley.
Okay. Actually, my career was perfectly suited for radio. I was a tool and die maker.
Oh, okay. So. I see. So completely unrelated.
Yeah. I started off as an electronic engineer. Okay. And I got my degree in that. And then when I was working for a company, I met my wife and we started dating. And her father owned a tool and die company. And he says, well, why don't you come in and give it a try? So I said, okay, all right, why not? You know, it's totally unrelated right. to what I was doing. And I did that for 45 years.
Wow.
And I bought the company in 2000, I bought the company. So when people ask, how did you get the business? I say, I slept my way to the top because I married the boss's daughter.
Way to go. That's the way to do it. And how long since you sold the company or since you've retired?
I retired in 2018.
Okay, in 2018.
And yes. And you hit it right on the head. When you retire, you really have to do something you like. Otherwise, just sitting around the house all day and watching TV, that's not a good thing.
Right.
The only advice I can give people is don't be afraid to learn new things. Challenge yourself. I mean, you can learn technology. You can learn cooking. You can learn whatever you want and stay active.
Right. And that's perfectly said, because we are sitting here in a studio. When I first came to the show going on 3 years ago, it is a little intimidating. There's all these panels, and Jim knows how to do all of it. It's amazing to watch him do the editing for the show. And so I just have to ask, how did you start with this? What intrigued you to get into this?
Well, I do have the electronic background.
Okay.
from long, long time ago. And when we moved out to Del Webb in 2010, and we started writing a column for the local newspaper for Restaurant Review.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like the direct opposite of you. So if you would see what I ate.
Jim loves listening to my show.
And so we started writing the column, and after a couple of months, the radio station contacted us and says, would you like to do a show? So my wife and I came in, auditioned, and we started doing the show. And as time went on, I started becoming more involved with the technical end of it because of my background. And then when the other executive director wanted to retire, he asked me if I would take it over. And I had no idea how much work it involved, so of course I said yes.
Excellent.
And that's how I wound up doing this. That's
wow.
So
I got here. Did you take formal training to learn how to use all of this equipment? And
no, that was just a basic electronic background, and then learning on the job and YouTube videos.
Yes.
and things like that. So.
And what year was this?
This was, oh boy, well, the radio station's been here since 2012.
Okay.
And I've been involved with it since 2012, when we were just an internet-only radio station. So I became the director in 2018, actually.
Excellent, mm-hmm. Excellent. And so with that being said, you do have a bit of a music background. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I do. In the 60s, I was in a garage band, uh-huh. as everyone was in the 60s, you know. And we did cut a couple records, and we had a lot of fun. We played the local high schools back then. Our big claim to fame was we played the Holiday Ballroom on teen night.
Oh.
So if you old people remember that, we were there.
And, yes.
So that kind of helps out.
Yes.
With that.
Times have definitely changed for sure.
Yeah.
So speaking of times changing, do you know and can you share the history of Huntley Community Radio?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Huntley Radio is a perfect example of serendipity.
Mm.
I mean, it really is. There was an individual who retired from WGN Radio and moved out to Del Webb. His name is Jim Carollo. And he was the head engineer for WGN Radio for forever, like 40 years. And there was a few other people in Del Webb that wanted to start up a radio station. So they were thinking about it. And they approached Jim because of his expertise. And he told them all the things that are necessary, and he was very, very instrumental in setting up all of this. Without him, we wouldn't be on the air. Another example, too, was when WGN was moving their studios from the first floor to the seventh floor of whatever building they're downtown. I'm not sure which building it's in. But they had all this old equipment that they were going to replace. And Jim asked, what are you going to do with that? And they said, well, we'll probably just, you know, throw it out or something. And he said, well, I'll take it.
Wow.
So all
amazing.
Of these microphones and all this equipment is all WGN surplus.
Wow. Amazing.
And then on top of that, the FCC opened up a short window where you could apply for a low power FM license. And that was all about the same time.
Wow.
So we applied for a license. We were granted a license in October of 2012. And so we got that off the ground. We're going, okay? And this window closed shortly after that. So at the same time, the Park District was moving from the location where we are now to around the corner by the Cosman Center and that building. So they didn't know what to do with the space that was here. So they offered it to us. And the Park District is very, very supportive of us.
Nice.
And so everything just kind of fell into place.
That is amazing.
And through luck and a lot of very generous donations and grants, you're talking almost 10 years later, we're still here.
That is truly serendipity. for those of you that are local to the area, the radio show is actually broadcasted from the little wood looking cabin-like mm-hmm. building that is right outside of Dyke Park. And a lot of people don't know that, although it does have a huge sign that says Huntley Community yep. Radio. But oftentimes people just kind of zip right past it. So that is a great story. So tell us the best part of doing this. What is your favorite part of this job?
The best part of this job is, that's a very good question. I take a lot of pride when someone says, hey, I listen to the radio station yeah. and I like this show and this and that. I take a tremendous amount of pride in that. And that's thanks to all the hosts like you, because it is a big commitment to come up with a weekly show and either have talk or music for 27 minutes.
Yeah.
And if you think it's easy, try and talk for 27 minutes.
Yes.
I know when my wife and I, the first show we did, it was a restaurant review, and we said everything we possibly could think of. And at that time, I wasn't the engineer, so I pointed to my watch, to the engineer, and I asked how much time is left. And he holds up his hand and says, 10 minutes. Well, what do you do
yeah.
for 10 minutes? So it's not easy to do.
Yes.
So I want to thank all the hosts yes. that do this.
I absolutely agree. Talking straight by yourself is no easy task by any means.
You never realize how long 2 minutes is
yeah.
until you have nothing to say for 2 minutes.
Exactly. Or you're on a treadmill.
There you go. Yeah.
Can you recall any of your favorite guests that you might have had in the past? Any celebrities?
Yeah, you know, we're getting a lot of celebrities recently. And we had, for you older people out there like myself, we had Jimmy Sons in our studio.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably don't know that name, but in the 60s, there was a band, The Shadows of Night, and they did Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
He's their lead singer. He came in here, and we had a lot of fun with him. We had a blues singer, Ivy Ford.
Mm-hmm.
She's played with B.B. King and, you know, other people like that. She came in here, did a couple numbers for us. We've had, if you're from the Chicago area, there was a DJ that was on WLUP, KQX, GLD, name of Mitch Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in here. So for some reason, we're getting a lot of celebrities
yeah.
in this little radio station.
Yeah, well, that's great.
And one thing good about technology now is we have low power. So our broadcast radius is approximately 10-mile radius from where we're at, which is not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But we're simulcast on the internet. So anybody who has access to a computer or our app, they can listen to us. So we get listeners from all over the country.
Yeah.
We broadcast the Huntley High School football games.
Mm-hmm.
And every Friday, I used to get a call from a grandmother in Arizona.
Aww.
And she'd say, I'm so-and-so's grandmother. Are you broadcasting the game tonight? And I'd say yes, and she'd listen to it. So something like that is when you hear something like that, it makes you feel good.
Absolutely. And can you share with our listeners how they can access the show?
Yes. If you don't have an old-fashioned radio or out of the area, just go to huntleyradio.com, and there's a little button that says Listen Live, and you can listen to it that way. Or we have our own app, which is Radio Max, M-A-X-X, and just put Huntley Radio as your favorite station, and you can listen to it anywhere, on your phone, you know, computer, anything you'd like. And also, shows like yours, they're listed on our website on your webpage. So
excellent.
Any of the older shows that you have, if you want to look up anything, you can listen to that.
Excellent.
In real time.
So I have to ask, with mm-hmm. with all of these changes in technology, and I'm not by any means implying because of your age, I'm just associating the fact that the older generation of people, many of the older generation of people, really don't have the upkeep with the technology. I'm amazed that you are so into all of the different avenues. Do you do a lot of reading? Do you do a lot of researching?
I don't know how to answer that because I'm not really in the older generation yet.
Yeah. No, and I don't mean that. Well, and I'm going to share this with, I'll share this with the listeners. So as a lot of you might know, I written a book, and Jim produced it. He helped me put it on Audible, and neither of us really knew how to get it there. And so without his help, I was not able to do it, you know, and this is something that was really kind of an advanced measure. And Jim took it under his wings and researched it out and got it right onto Audible. He produced it completely and just knowing all the different avenues that with the technology that it has to take. And because I do work with a lot of people, there's so many different types of technology that there's oftentimes, no matter your age, I shouldn't have put the age part in there. No matter your age, I have members of my program that have a hard time downloading a document.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just kidding. I be honest, I'm 72 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I think one of the best advice I can give people is don't say you can't do something.
I love that.
I don't know how to do that. I can't do that. No, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, sit down, research it. Don't be afraid of it. Have fun with it. I mean, if you can't download something or if you don't know how to access a certain web page, it's not the end of the world. Don't take it that seriously. This is my one mantra with this radio station. I want people to have fun doing it. And it's, you know, life should be fun. Don't be afraid to laugh. Don't be afraid to try something new. If you fail, oh well. If you don't try something, of course, you'll never fail. But how is that living? That's not. You gotta go for it.
Yep, absolutely. And I love that. I think that is a really bright way to look at things. And for those of you that listen to my show, I say that with so many things. People say that I can't do it because I'm the person that has to have sugar at night. I'm the person that can't work out. You have to have an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's exactly what Jim is saying. If you are just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am interviewing Jim Eggers, who is incidentally the producer of the radio show. And we're kind of talking about finding things that you do after you are retired that will enhance your life. I do want to ask, what other things do you enjoy doing? You obviously have a very outgoing personality. Doing something like this obviously entails having an outgoing personality.
Mm-hmm.
What would somebody say that knew you from high school about you?
Ooh, I think they would be surprised.
That you were doing this?
Yes, because I've had no background in it, and I just kind of fell into
it. Yeah.
And in high school, well, before high school, I was, believe it or not, more of a quieter individual.
Wow.
And then with the garage band and playing all the high schools and stuff, that got me out of that. And as a result, I turned into a smart aleck. I'm still friends with a lot of the people I went to high school with on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice. And, you know, I post things while I was in a studio with Mitch Michaels and this and that or whatever. And they're very surprised. But I think they would take it.
Yeah.
They would accept it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so going back to my original question, mm-hmm. What other things do you like to do for fun?
Ooh, what do I like to do for fun? Be honest with you, since we moved out here, we are busier now than we ever have been.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't say no to things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like in Del Webb, we're very involved with that. We MC a lot of shows out there just because I am a smart aleck and we can work off each other. Be truthful, this takes up most of my time. It's the station now is pretty much a 40-hour job.
Wow, okay.
Between recording shows, then you have editing them to get them ready for airplay. And then it takes about 4 hours a week to get them into the system so they can be broadcast, because we're all automated. We broadcast 24/7. And it's just a lot of work, just the financial things. I put on the treasurer's hat and do the financial reports and the writing for grants and underwriting. I do have a lot of people that really help me out. I have Ken, who's our IT guy. He does a lot of work on it. Kevin, he's our sales guy. Eric is our automation genius, and I also have Tom Froelich, who is the voice of Huntley Community Radio. He does that. But it is pretty much a full-time job. This takes it up.
So do you have any regrets about retiring but yet working as much as you do?
yeah. You know, when things go south, and then I say, well, why did I do this? You know, and I start complaining about it. But when things are going well and I get some compliments or something, then it makes it all worthwhile. So yeah, I do complain, but you know, my wife says, well, you wanted to do this, don't complain. You said you know, so
right.
It's when things are good, they're very good.
Right.
I recall a couple of years ago we had that one cold snap in December. It was like 27 below.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a call from Ken, our IT guy, and he says, we're not on the air, we're off the air. So this is like 8:30 in the morning, so we had to trek out to the water tower in Huntley where our transmitter is, and actually one of our backup batteries froze. So there we were at 8 o'clock in the morning and 27 below changing a battery in the water tower.
Wow.
So that's kind of bad.
Yes, I'm sure. And those are things that people just don't think about, you know, when you're considering a show that's on 24 hours a day. And so with that being said, what do you think you would be doing if you weren't doing this, hypothetically?
Oh, hypothetically.
As a retired person, and would that, in your opinion, make you happy?
Wow, if I wasn't doing this, I would probably sit around the house and watch TV.
Yeah.
And that, I know that's not good.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad I do have this. All kidding aside,
yeah.
I'm really glad because it does keeps your mind active. You meet people, and it's just a lot of fun. You have to do that. You have to keep your mind active.
Oh, for sure.
I don't exercise. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not really big on exercising. But if you exercise your mind,
absolutely,
that is the most important thing. It'll keep you sharp. And if you have a good a sense of humor.
Yes.
And don't be afraid to laugh at yourself and make fun of yourself.
Yes.
And I think that's the most important thing to do.
Yep. And I think that is so well said. You know, here we have a person that doesn't exercise. And you know, I'm always here talking about, you know, health and exercise and wellness. But I can tell you that having somebody like Jim, who's retired, but is so active socially and emotionally and does something that he loves, such as this, in comparison to somebody else that might sit around the house all day. And days are long when you have nothing to do. You know, that stimulation of the brain is so essential. And I might also add that I'm assuming that from your retirement to now, it's not that you went from selling your company to working 40 hours. It was slowly, it slowly grew to that. So you are still ultimately in control of your schedule.
Right.
And so oftentimes when people retire, that's kind of how it gradually accumulates. And there's happiness in that, and it keeps the depression away, keeps the anxiety away, and it keeps the young at heart, absolutely. So,
well, like my wife used to say, before I retired, I was involved with the radio, and she used to say, oh, you're going to the radio station again? Now, after I retired, she would say, You're going to the radio station again, aren't you?
Of course. It makes for a happy marriage as well. And final note, do you have any advice for anybody that is retiring or newly retired that you can give as far as somebody that might be contemplating looking at doing something for fun, volunteer, not necessarily even a paid position?
What advice I would give to people is find something that you really like and just go for it. Don't say, I can't do this, I don't know. Whatever it is, I mean, you've worked all of your life and now it's some time to do something you like. So don't be afraid, go for it.
Yeah.
And just try it.
Yeah.
You never know.
Absolutely. Because look, had you not tried this, it opened up a whole nother world of dimension and you get to listen to me talk about calories and mindset and running and amongst other shows.
And I get to try and turn you over to the dark side.
Yeah.
Deep fried bacon.
He does. Believe it or not, he has turned me over to the dark side with bacon. Off show, we talk about bacon. Anyway, so I hope that this has brought light to you. And if you're not retired, the same thing applies. You can take all of these strategies that we talked about and apply them to your life, even if you do have a full-time job. Finding something that you enjoy can brighten your day in so many ways. So I hope you find something and I hope it creates love in your life. Enjoy your life.
Make no excuses now, I'm talking here and now, I'm talking here and now, let's go. Your time is running out, I'm talking here and now, I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you do it.